This is the WGXC News Update. I'm Neva Wartell. CNN reports that 10 people were killed and others were injured in a school shooting May 18th at a high school near Houston in Texas. The shooter, who was captured, had an AR-15-style rifle, a pistol, a shotgun, and pipe bombs. It was the 22nd school shooting in 2018. New York Senator Chuck Schumer tweeted, quote, "I'm so saddened to hear of yet another school day upended by a horrific act of violence. I pray for the families of the victims and all those affected," end quote. Senator Kirsten Gillibrand tweeted, quote, "Heartbreaking, unbearable news out of Santa Fe, Texas, the latest community to be torn apart by a horrific school shooting. How many more families and communities must grieve? Enough is enough," end quote. At press time, neither Representative John Faso, a Republican who represents Greene, Columbia, Ulster, and other counties, and Democrat Paul Tonko, who represents Albany County and parts of Rensselaer County, had released any statement about the shooting. Read the full story at CNN. Representative John Faso voted for the farm bill May 18th, but not enough of his fellow Republicans joined him, and it failed in the U.S. House, 198-213. Conservative Republicans wanted an immediate vote on a stringent immigration bill. House Speaker Paul Ryan promised a June vote on that bill, but that was not enough for 30 Republicans voting against the farm bill. No Democrats voted for the bill because Republicans added more work requirements for recipients of food stamps. That led to a May 3rd pray-in outside Faso's Kingston office. Quote, 75% of the people in the program who can work are working. The other people mostly have some kind of disability, some kind of mental illness, end quote. Representative Paul Tonko, a Democrat who represents Albany County and parts of Rensselaer County, tweeted, quote, "This terrible hashtag GOP farm bill would have hurt millions of American farmers and families. Thanks to more than 200 of my colleagues on both sides of the aisle, today those farmers and families prevailed," end quote. Nick Reisman reports at New York State of Politics that the Communication Workers of America, Local 1120, has endorsed Democrat Gareth Rhodes in the primary election among Democrats hoping to challenge Representative John Faso, Republican of Kinderhook. Quote, "For too long, the working men and women in this country have had no voice in Congress," end quote, said Local 1120 President Frank Fauci. Quote, "We've been left behind. Gareth's working class and deep local roots, record of public service and government experience, and shoe leather approach to campaigning make him the most electable candidate. And we know Gareth will be the voice for the hardworking families in the Hudson Valley and beyond, and will be our champion in Washington," end quote. So far, the Vote Vets PAC, a Washington, D.C.-based political action committee, has endorsed Democrat Patrick Ryan in the election, and Democrat Anthony Delgado received the endorsement of Citizen Action of New York. Read the full story at New York State of Politics. Both New York Senators Chuck Schumer and Kirsten Gillibrand voted against the nomination of Gina Haspel to be director of the Central Intelligence Agency on May 17th. Her nomination passed 54-45. Quote, "Someone who refuses to say torture is immoral and who was engaged in destroying evidence of torture should not be running the CIA. For that reason, I voted no on Gina Haspel's nomination today," end quote, Gillibrand tweeted. Schumer was quiet about his vote. Time magazine reported, quote, "In fact, rather than forcing his caucus in line against Haspel, Schumer continued to keep his vote to himself, a gesture that allows senators to chart their own courses without the overhang of leadership," end quote.
I'm Neva Wartell, and this has been the WGXC News Update.